And of course, no one wanted to listen to Wernher von Braun because he was a former Nazi. They're going like, I'm not listening to that Nazi. Hey, you know, you had fighter pilots that became astronauts that had fought in the Korean War, and some of them may have been going to flight school and what have you, and been training to fight World War II. They didn't want anything to do with a former Nazi. So Wernher von Braun was told no. He's like, hey, Kraut, hey, German, hey, Nazi, go off in your stupid lab that NASA's paying you. But Wernher von Braun was correct. And Wernher von Braun used, I believe the first rocket was a Redstone rocket. That's the one that sent Shepard into orbit. Then the next rocket, again, you space nuts could probably correct me. If you want to be corrected, correct us in. If I get one of these wrong, forgive in advance. I'm going from my own space geek memory. I believe that the rocket that launched John Glenn into orbit was a Titan II, and that the Titan II was safer, it was bigger, and was enough to get you near to GSO, geosynchronous orbit. Then Wernher von Braun comes along, and they say, as they were working on the Titan rockets, say, well, we have a model for a larger rocket. We're calling it the Saturn V, right? And they began testing the lower stage engine on the Saturn V, and ground tests. They figured out von Braun is right. Because the Redstone rocket was solid. It was like a firecracker. There was no liquid fuel in that thing. The Titan rocket had the liquid fuel. Then you have to go back again and just see the innovation there. How did who came up with the idea for liquid fuel? Robert Goddard, another genius marketer. Look, we got geniuses out there working the right end of the problem. The right end of the problem to work this from is to end the mediation and to work the problem from prudence, distancing, and treatment, cures. There's plenty enough bailout money out there to buy enough hydroxy method cure kits to be sent to every ReadyMed hydroxy treatment, as Dr. Zielinski calls it, to every ReadyMed and every family medical doctor in the United States. The companies that make it would probably even just donate it because it's cheap stuff. Zinc comes from the earth. We've got to reverse the process while we still have time. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Fact over fear, your news talk and common sense leader. I want that damn phone in the other room to ring for people that have important business. I want to hear from you people out there. Call me, 844-527-8723. By the by, Dr. Shiva from MIT, who I'm sure has a little bit to say about actually treating COVID-19, and then about making people immune to it by beefing up their immune system so we can end the mediation. Couple of comments from the chat room, now buzzing with activity. Pence spent 14 days holding that sign. 15 days to slow the spread. Comes out on the 15th day and says, 45 days to slow the spread. Dr. Fauci is giving him bogus info. Remember, 15 days to slow the spread and then we're done. That's how it turned into 45. Now you have governors wanting to turn it into 75, and then the next governor comes along, oh, I'll see your 75, and I'll raise you. I'll make it 82. I'll shutter my idiot constituents inside for 82 days. Matter of fact, I'm just going to keep them in until Christmas. This strategy won't work. Last Wednesday, we published a success story from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I keep saying Zelensky, it's Zelenko. A board-certified family practitioner in New York. After he successfully treated 350 coronavirus patients with 100% success using a cocktail of drugs. Hydroxychloroquine in combination with azithromycin and antibiotic used to treat secondary infections and zinc sulfate. Dr. Zelenko said he saw the symptom of shortness of breath resolve within 4 to 6 hours after the treatment. Did you hear that? If you do have shortness of breath and you got to leave work, go find a clinic that has the hydroxyzelenko treatment. You'll be fine. Again, go find the treatment, the clinic, the doctor, your local doctor. By the by, this is a local solution, like Richard Barrett has been saying since this whole thing began. They're a one-size-fits-all, federal or even state top-down solution won't work. It cannot be administered on a federal or national level. It has to ultimately be distributed locally. That's where you're going to get treated. You know, the idea that you're going to put a bunch of sick people all in the exact same place, John Bell? Gee, how's that going to work out? What if they have other infectious diseases, you idiots? Maybe they get infected with something else that's not COVID-19. They walk away cured of COVID-19. They're off their ventilator. 5 days later, they come down with something else. Oh, it was an infectious disease. Where'd you get that at? The field hospital John Bell Edwards sent me to. The field hospital that Andrew Cuomo sent me to. Now Dr. Zelenko provides updates on the treatment after he successfully treated 699 COVID-19 patients. Now, by the way, this was as of Saturday night. In an exclusive interview with former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko shares the results of his latest study. I just played them for you. Zelenko said the whole treatment cost only $20 over a period of 5 days with a 100% success rate. Giuliani even asked him, do you follow up? Do you have to follow up with him? And Zelenko said, no. He goes, unless their symptoms return, then no, I don't have to follow up with them. Now, there may be some that need a follow-up for something else, but 5 days of this treatment is plenty. They'll be fine. Again, 5 days of treatment, they'll be fine. So what's in this plane that the Russians sent? Toilet paper? Paper towels? Oh, masks. Okay, I see.
Protective gear for doctors and nurses. Masks and gloves and things of that nature. Face shields.
Yesterday during the press conference where the Dr. Deborah Birx blurted out that this is, our president blurted out that this is a plague. And then Dr. Birx got up there and goes like, we're looking at a high end of 250,000 dead, a low end if we do everything perfect of 100,000. That's just, folks, that is just pure D 100% propaganda. But be that as it may, is there a way to prevent the 100,000? Let's just say, okay, dude, you're right. So what? Okay, we'll argue over the stats later. Is there a way to beat that without putting 100,000 people on ventilators? Yes, there is. The hydroxychloroquine, sulfate, zinc, and Z-Pak treatment. The biggest, I want to segue here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing, reminding you in the last hour of the program today, the one and only Dr. Shiva sent a letter. Did you see this? I didn't even talk about this. This is a letter that Dr. Shiva, who will be my guest in the last hour, sent to President Trump. Dear Mr. President, this letter provides your administration a solution to restore the immune and economic health of the American people. This solution can be executed immediately in a low-risk and cost-effective manner. The current trajectory of Dr. Anthony Fauci's public health policy will result in the short and long-term destruction of our citizens' immune health as well as our nation's economic health, perhaps a conscious and intended goal. Are they doing this on purpose? Seems like it to me. Dr. Fauci's, whatever you want to call him, policy, at best, is based on a 1950s outdated, one-size-fits-all, non-personalized approach to medicine and public health, and at worst is derived from a fake science understanding of the immune system, one which Dr. Fauci, over five decades, has perpetuated and exploited to build his career. There is no need to shut down our entire country. There is no need to quarantine all our citizens. The solution herein provides a path to advance the immune health of all citizens, right? While getting our healthy people back to work now. By way of background, two important developments in modern science emerge with the conclusion of the Human Genome Project. One, the field of biological engineering, a new discipline demanding a modern engineering systems approach to biology versus the old model of seeing the body as disconnected parts. And two, the need for precision and personalized medicine, the right medicine for the right person at the right time. So he's saying local, 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 in other words.